Part 3. True Colors. You only know me as you see me, not as I actually am. Immanuel Kant. T-minus 61. United Nations Headquarters, Manhattan, New York. In front of almost 200 delegates of the UNICA Assembly, William Godfrey stood ready to give the speech that would mark its demise. He wore the look of a man very pleased with his afternoon's work, and with good reason. Wasting no time, he dived right in. 48 hours ago, Dan McCarthy and Tara Ford were treated shamefully by a small group of degenerate protesters. Leisha, our friend from another world, was present to witness this. Delegates, I was ashamed of what I saw on Wednesday morning, and I am ashamed of each and every one of us for allowing it to come to pass. Try for one second to think about how everything looks from outside our little political bubble. Is it any wonder that some elements of society have grown so disillusioned with our lack of cooperative progress within these walls that they have become indifferent, and in some cases even hostile, to the very prospect of interspecies cooperation itself? No. And that is a shameful situation of our collective making. We as a body have failed to deliver on our reason for being, and the past year has been an unmitigated disaster of League of Nations proportions. Godfrey looked around, making eye contact with as many as possible of the delegates he was very publicly criticizing. Of course, the great positive, he went on, is that on this occasion we are course-correcting while time remains on our side. Albeit, just barely. Leisha has spoken of impatience on New Kerguelen, where we are considered far more wise than we often consider ourselves. Perhaps that's because the messenger's direct interactions haven't been with politicians, but rather with the likes of Clark, Dan, and Emma McCarthy, of Tara Ford, and of our intrepid Chinese and American crew members who traveled bravely to an unknown world to satisfy two of the core human drives. To see what is out there, and to make things better. I cannot speak deeply of the politics of New Kerguelen, or even confidently attest that politics as we know it on Earth is a concept common to both planets. And that, my friends, is the core of the issue. We should know so much more than we do. Their society, their technology, their history. We know almost nothing about any of it. Godfrey shook his head. He walked back and forth past his podium like a caged bear, far more animated than usual, with his hands moving around almost as much as his legs. There is a great shelter around the messenger's highly concentrated settlement, he boomed, throwing up his hands. Why? He left a long pause before moving on to the next question, at which point he repeated the same performative process several more times. There is an interstellar shortcut of some kind between their world and ours. How? Something caused the remarkable computers they thought of as elders to stop functioning. What? At some point, we too shall traverse the stars in our own spacecraft. When? The confirmed existence of one intelligent extraterrestrial race quite strongly suggests the likelihood that there may be more. Where? And if anyone present in this assembly can share a worthy reason not to seize our own destiny and tackle the future with our eyes open, who? Godfrey then remained silent for a particularly and, frankly, uncomfortably long time, almost daring someone to dissent. No one did, which was entirely unsurprising given that the small handful of anti-breakaway holdout nations, often dismissed as rogue states in other contexts, had not taken their seats for this last speech the assembly would ever see. I do not have to contextualize everything or get into the nitty-gritty of how UNICA's dissolution will work, but let's be clear. This is it. And while our actions have broadly been spoken of as a breakaway, I prefer to think of it as breaking free of so-called checks and balances that went far beyond the sensibly conservative and well into the realm of the pointlessly restrictive. The veto-based voting structure turned what should have been a cooperative endeavor into a petty game of horse trading and politicking. Some of that lies on my shoulders, perhaps, but I fully and loudly absolve my fellow deputy planetary liaisons in the form of Valerie Slater and Dingzi Young of any responsibility. They have acted with patience of a quite remarkable sort, and our initial tripartite decision to propose Unica's consensus-based voting structure was taken in faith that you would respect the spirit of that structure. The consensus model was intended to prevent any unjustifiably unbalanced costs or benefits, not to allow some of you to hold our planet's future hostage for the sake of economic or geopolitical concessions. Our planet's most important decisions will no longer be at the whims of its pettiest governments, and I am utterly delighted that the willingness of Unica's core nations to break free of these shackles has ultimately led to all of you joining us. You will have a voice in Buenos Aires, and it will be heard, but no longer will one be allowed to drown out every other. I would be remiss not to also thank my close personal friend, Dan McCarthy, who despises political bickering more than anyone I know. Dan endured valiantly throughout Unica's fruitless life, and I am even more pleased for him than I am for the rest of us that the kind of interspecies cooperation he has done so much to foster can now proceed. You see, within this very building, the most important decisions have long been made by a Security Council with 5 permanent members, and even then, the veto has been enacted far too often. Before anyone cries hypocrisy, yes, as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, I did instruct our delegates to veto resolutions on more than one occasion. But friends, allies, colleagues, this is what happens when a system is poorly devised, when games are played, loopholes are found. At the ICA, from a familiar base in Buenos Aires, we will leave such childish games where they belong, in the past, and we will move forward together with our distant friends into a future so great our forefathers scarcely dared to imagine it. While I have the media's attention, I'm pleased to announce that Leisha will be returning to the surface as soon as tomorrow to join myself and none other than Clark McCarthy in a short 4-stop tour. We will begin in Buenos Aires before moving to Athens, Rome, and ultimately a mystery location which will not disappoint. Only a handful of delegates in the room knew that the 4th location was an archaeological site in Turkey, and only the Turkish delegate knew precisely where it was and what had been found. Many of the others glanced around the room wondering whether they were the only one who didn't know. And with that, Godfrey prepared to conclude, I bid you adieu. As Dan alluded to in his own departure speech, despite the frustrations of the past year, it truly has been an honor to stand in these hallowed halls and to walk in the footsteps of giants. And while I wish I could also say it's been a pleasure, my father didn't raise a liar, so I think I'll stick with, see you in Argentina.